We're here on this very cloudy day. It's cloudy over here. What about you?
Yes, I was about to say same.
No, it literally has made me so sad. And yesterday it was raining so badly, and I literally did not want to get out of bed. I still ended up going to work, but I was so sleepy the whole day long. But,
Yeah, we have really horrible, I think it's coming over here because we have rain scheduled like all day tomorrow.
oh, it's scheduled.
On rain
But
on schedule.
no, literally. What was I saying? Oh yeah, literally, I am in the midst of finals. I finished two, three, I think two, and I have two left. And I am starting to lose the motivation to study, but it's also because these last two finals
Yeah.
are like, these last two finals are like low key easier. Like, I don't know. I'm calling calc easy for some reason, but I'm feeling pretty comfortable with calc. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to be done. Wednesday's my last day, and it's so crazy to think how far we've come. Like, do you ever feel like the semester goes by so quickly? Because I feel like that all the time.
I feel like in the middle of the semester, I'm like, this is the longest thing that's ever happened. And then at the end, I'm
So
like, oh my
true.
gosh, it flew by. Like, it's so quick.
So true. I mean, when I think about it, I'm like, whoa, like a school year is from September until May. And like from September to
Yes.
December is like only a couple months. And then December to May is only a couple more months. And I'm like, it's so short. And then suddenly you're a senior and you're done with high school and it's crazy. But that's
Yes.
me being nostalgic. I know we always talk about how like, how nostalgic we get when our classes end. Like, I literally want to cry when like my
Yeah.
classes are ending. That was one thing that when I realized Rachel and I had that in common, I was like, whoa, like no one else feels this way. Cause everyone else is just like, oh, I'm excited to be done with school. Like, and I'm like, whoa, why am I so attached to my professors and everything? But
I felt that way for sure. But Sarah had an amazing idea that relates to what we're talking about. She had the idea, and I know other people have done this too, so credit to whoever came
no,
up with
it's a
it
literal
first.
TikTok trend.
Yes. But essentially, like going over both of our like eras of 2022, it's December, we're about to enter 2023, but we didn't want to do something super basic like resolutions or something. So we thought that this would be a really fun idea. So Sarah's going to start us off with
No,
her
I'm so
first era.
excited. It's crazy because I feel like both of us have had so many eras throughout the year, so I'm like excited to like recap. And you know, we were talking about how our New Year's episodes are like our most iconic ones because
Oh,
we're so
yes.
self-reflective. But okay, so we're gonna
I'm
start off
done.
with January to March. I liked the way you worded this, calling it survival era, so I'll call mine
Yes.
survival era too. Previously, it
Okay,
was like
cool.
I was like, oh, it's heightened stress and anxiety era, but like TBH, it was survival era for me. But I think,
Yeah.
oh, okay, we'll go over this, but I think I've had multiple survival eras this year. Either
I think
way,
everyone feels that way since like March of 2020. I think
no,
everyone can
literally,
relate.
you're so right. Everyone was talking about like, oh, March 13th, like nothing has been the same since March 13th, and I was like, you're so right. But okay, so January to March is my survival era, and I felt so much stress and anxiety during that time just because one, junior year was like, I don't even know. Like, everyone says junior year is the hardest year, blah, blah, blah. But like, I think it was just so much more difficult because it was like, what was it? The first half of my junior year was like still the second year of COVID. So like, things
Yeah.
were really weird. And nothing was like happy, like nothing felt happy. And so I think even in like the first half of my junior year, like I was definitely like depressed. I was home all the time. And January is when that kind of started to change. I was, you know, going out a little bit more often, doing karate and writing like I usually do. And I was still working at the museum. But it was really, really stressful because I was having certain like relationship problems in my life. And I also was just having a lot of family issues during that time. And it was, you know, when you have those type of like, I don't know, like relationship issues, I think it makes everything feel so much heavier. And
Yeah.
so maybe I wasn't dealing with like the hardest stuff in school, or like maybe I wasn't dealing with the hardest realities in terms of college, but like, it was still, I felt very heavy. And so I think I remember having a really heavy heart during that time. And one thing that I think I can say that like I'm proud of is the fact that I got through that. And like when I tell you I got through that with like passing classes with flying colors and all of that, like that means something to me. And when I think about that, that's what survival era means to me. When like you're going through literal hell and like you can still get through it with like A's in all your classes, you know? So I think I felt that way about January to March. It was like I think it felt like almost a fever dream,
Yeah.
but what about you, Rach?
Honestly, no, I really like what you said about relationships, because it's such like a primal, just like human need for the ones close to us, like to have that foundational like safety and security in those relationships. And then like you can go out and conquer the world, right? Like whether that's your spouse or your mom or your dad or whoever that person is. And so the fact that like you didn't have like that security, or you had like conflict there and you like were struggling in other areas, like definitely proves that true. And I can really relate to that and just like how important relationships are. But yeah, so that was my final semester of my senior year, the beginning of 2022. So my first era is a little bit like longer. I would also call it my survival era. It's probably January to April. And I graduated in the beginning of May. So basically my whole final semester of my senior year. And honestly, pretty basic reasons like senioritis, all of that fun stuff, making really stressed about like college related things. Like I had good offers, but just making those choices. You make those in, normally the spring of your senior year. And I also had a grandparent pass away. My last alive grandparent passed away in April. So dealing with all those choices about college and getting through my senior year, and then having like a person pass away, and also in like a symbolic way, like, oh, that's my last grandparent, was really a lot. And then also there was relational stuff going on, not with my own family, but with other people kind of that I know. And so that was really draining as well. And also, like Sarah said, like just affects kind of how other things are. Not that you can't still be successful, but it's draining. Like relational conflict is so draining. And so I would say a lot of like instability, a lot of choices being made. Public school was unfamiliar to me, and that's kind of what I was graduating from. So yeah, I would say a lot of instability, just a very, very hard season, essentially.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think I would agree with that. Like, I think instability can make you feel so anxious too. Like, I think that's honestly probably where a lot of my anxiety was coming from, because when you feel like you don't even know what's happening in the next couple of weeks or the next couple of months, like it makes you feel this heightened level of like stress and anxiety. And that can just be hard. And like it's the type of thing to make you feel like helpless too,
Yeah.
which is really difficult when you're in school and you know that you need to keep going to be able to maintain your GPA senior year or junior year or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that was hard for me, because it was like, wow, all I want to do is like hole up and be like a literal hermit, but I
Yeah.
can't do that because of school. And so honestly, yeah, that's where the survival thing comes, like really pushing through despite all that instability.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I'm being honest, like that was a really weird way to start the year. Like, that
Yeah,
was
and
really weird.
I'm forgetting this, but there was actually a period of time, I think a few weeks or a month, where Sarah and I actually weren't even talking. Like we were so stressed with like our own lives and stuff that we actually, I think for the first time in our friendship of what, 4 years at this point, maybe I'm off on that. Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're like we, it got to a point where for the first time in like years, we literally forgot to even communicate with each other because we were so overwhelmed. So I think that speaks to how stressed we were.
Yeah. No, that speaks volumes, honestly, because yeah. And I think honestly, flash forward to like now, when like we're both going through such difficult, such difficult periods of time in terms of, finals or internships and being crazy. Like we'll talk about that later about how crazy your semester has been. But like now we're putting in so much more like effort, and it's like not even a conscious thing for me to like text you and be like, hey, XYZ happened and like love you, bye. Like just
Yeah.
staying in touch constantly, like I think that's something that maybe we were able to like reflect on after we didn't talk for like a literal month, and we were like, why did that happen? Okay, now we need to be better. But like now we literally are better, you know? So
For sure.
there's some growth too. I'll move into talking about March to May, which is my second era. And I think this was an interesting time because it was like after so much instability and so much like I don't know, like I think I felt scared during like the January to March time because I didn't know what was happening, and like there was just so much anxiety associated with that that I felt scared. And so March to May was me kind of moving out of that and starting to expect a big break because I was applying for an internship at the DEA, and a lot of things started looking up for me. And that was really exciting because honestly, like I want to say like things haven't looked I hadn't looked up in that same way since like March of 2020. And so for me to say that is like a big thing. And you know, for me to feel like, oh my God, I have this wonderful opportunity, and like I'm gonna work hard for that. I'm gonna put in all the work that I need to. I'm gonna put in all the effort in editing my resume, like literally every single day, and writing a cover letter and all of that. And you know, I was connecting with people at the DEA, and it was just a really great time. And I was like, this is literally gonna be my big break. And I remember having a lot of energy during that time, and it was just very exciting. So I wanna say that was a really key moment of the year for me. And I felt really productive too. So what about you, Reach?
Yeah, honestly, I remember that time. But honestly, I have a really positive time. Also, my second era is May to July, so similar time. And I would call it my travel era. I left the US for the first time, which was something I've always looked forward to. So I was just so happy to get the privilege to do that. And one of my good friends, and I went on a trip with her family, and that was just really awesome. And then I got to go to New York and see my aunt, which was great, just to connect with some family. And then lastly, for the rest of July, that was all kind of in June. And then for the rest of July, I was able to go to Europe with my mom, just me and her. And my mom and I love her dearly. I think we've talked about this in episodes before, Sarah, about our relationships with our moms. I love her so much, but we have like very different personalities, so we haven't like always we're not like the stereotypical like, oh my gosh, I'm best friends with my mom. Like she's definitely my mom, like we're not best friends, but I love her and I look up to her a lot, and she's like the smartest person ever. And so to be able to like go on that trip with her and kind of build our relationship in a new way was really amazing. And it just kind of like I think it's also cool because I was like it brought a new perspective of like, oh, this is like a human who had this whole life before me and has so many skills and all this stuff, instead of like seeing her in the context of the home and with my siblings and me, it's like, oh, she's just like my mom, which obviously is super important, but like to see her just kind of in this new light and just kind of in her happy place speaking her language and all of that was really amazing. So,
I love
yeah,
that.
it was really
No,
awesome.
that's one thing that we've bonded over, you know, like our relationship with our moms that can be like kind of complex in a certain way. And in terms like we all come back to like loving our mom for like who they are and stuff. And so I think when you start to like realize the beauty of that complexity, like you start to get so much perspective from that. And like that's what I'm hearing, that like you got so much perspective from that experience.
100%, 100%. So, yes, Sarah, I'll let you take us into our next era.
Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, I could have literally merged this second era
The third one.
with the third one.
Oh,
I'm like
you're
thinking
right.
about this now.
You're right. I just realized that
I
too.
kind of could, but then they're still a little different, so I'm glad that I didn't. So like, okay, so between May and June, I was doing a lot of family things. I was back at home in New York. I was hanging out with friends. I was hanging out with special people. I was hanging out with my siblings. And then we had like two or three family weddings. It was a really great time. And I am the type of person who, like, I love doing one thing after another. So right after I was like in New York for literally 3.5 weeks, almost a month, I flew literally like the next day after one of the weddings. The next day, I flew to Austin to start an internship. And also, I forgot to mention, while I was in New York, I interviewed at the DEA. Wonderful experience, really super cool. And that was like giving me a lot of hope for the fall internship. And I was like, I was ready. I was like in my whole like positivity era. It was great. And so then from June to July, I was in Austin. And so it was very much go, go, go. It was my whole lab era, my STEM girl era. And I was in Austin by myself. It was my whole independence era. I was 3 hours away from home, so I would drive home on the weekends whenever I wanted to. And I was in the lab every day. And so that was a really big thing because that was something that I had been looking forward to since the beginning of high school, since like even eighth grade. And it was just really difficult when COVID hit and I was not able to do that all of a sudden. So then it was like right before my senior year and I'm finally able to do that. Like it was a really big thing. And to be able to do that at UT Austin, like such a huge research institution that's like such a well-known research institution, it was just really great to be like surrounded by so much faculty that like was so passionate about what they were doing. And it was an awesome time. And I learned a lot about the whole industry too, I will say that. So June to July was my whole like, whoa, life is changing era, and I'm moving into my whole career. Like that, it was exciting like that.
Yes, I remember that being really exciting. And I know we didn't talk a bunch during the summer. We definitely talked like often, but I was didn't have service sometimes because I was, overseas, and then Sarah was really busy because she was living in Austin and doing this whole program, which was really intense. But I remember both of us just being genuinely like happy for the first time in a while. And I just remember that being a really sweet time that we were like both doing things we were passionate about. And like, I don't know, it was just nice after such a hard season. But yeah, I mean, I can go on to the next one. So my next one, I would label like the transition era or change era. And it's from August probably to about October. And so August 1st, I started my first ever internship and also my first ever time being in an office building or anything related to corporate America. And that was just a huge transition. And then just a few weeks after that, I started college, my freshman year of college. So I would say, honestly, I don't have too much to say for this. It was just been a lot to manage in terms of obviously a full load of classes and working. And then just it was just a big change. That's and oh okay and my birthday's in September, so I also was like, when you get older you're like,
Oh
what's going
yeah.
on? So that
Oh.
too, but
No, yeah, I think that's similar to me, except I feel like mine was like a little more like intense in terms of like, so August to October is also my next one. And August was when I was right after I received a rejection from the DEA because again, I was unqualified for that college level internship. Either way, it was depressing and everything. And it kind of became hustle time for me. I was also in my travel era then. I was like in Toronto.
Oh, you were, you were.
I went from Austin to Toronto to Dallas. I was like everywhere. And I was also hustling in terms of like really cold emailing, reaching out to people, networking, all of that. And that was because I was panicked. I was literally in this whole like frenzy of trying to get a fall internship because that is what I wanted and I was not going to let go of that. And towards the middle of August was when I w received an offer letter for the internship that I have now. And that was so like it was such a huge relief to me that I
Oh,
think
yeah.
it began to give me so much perspective. And I started to realize like, okay, I wanted that one thing at the DEA, that one internship so badly that I was not thinking about anything else. But now that I have been pushed to like network with all of these different kinds of people and search for all these different kinds of opportunities within STEM, I have, been offered something, and that is something that feels so right. And it feels so good that, they ended up being, I think I've talked about this before, they ended up being super excited to have me in the lab. They were really impressed by the work I had done during the summer at UT. And it was just, it gave me so much perspective because I was like, whoa, like I'm meant to be here. And like, this is really great. And I started to think about how things are meant to be and how, maybe if I ended up at the DEA, I wouldn't have had a good time. Maybe that was not going to be an ideal time in my life to be away from home away from my parents, even if my sister was going to be nearby. Like, it's just, there was so much going on at that time that I was really able to take a step back and be like, whoa, like things literally happen for a reason. And like, I feel so much more valued here than maybe I would have somewhere else. So
Yeah, for sure.
there was a lot of perspective going on there. I also had a lot of relationship changes, and I think that gave me so much more perspective about myself and, you know, who I want to be, what I want in life, and like what I really needed to focus on. Like, there was so much that I was learning, and I honestly realize it now that ever since August, I have been in this whole mindset of like self-reflection and thinking actively about my life and, you know, searching for that perspective too, which I feel so healthy about that, I'll just say. Like, I feel so good about just having so much perspective on so many different things and actively using that perspective and actively being in that mindset. Like, I think it's a really good headspace to be in. And I just this past week, I realized, I was like, whoa, I was in this headspace of like being so anxious about everything and like wanting everything to go perfectly and everything, that I was not having perspective on things. Like, I would have little realizations here and there, but like, I was not having these big, like, monumental perspective shifts that I'm having now. And like, I feel like I'm growing. I think August to October is my whole growth era.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. That's awesome. No, honestly, I remember kind of like working through that together, and like I think a lot happened for you, especially in August and September, and like it was really hard for you, and I remember that, and it was just like so many things happened that were so upsetting. And then also like I remember when the offer letter came for the lab you're at now, and how excited, like when you were doing interviews and stuff, like how positive they were, how excited they were to have you, and all this stuff. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is like clearly meant to be. Like, not that you're never meant to be at the DEA, but like for the age you're at now, for the state you live in, all that stuff, like this is meant to be. It's like the, you know, anyways. So I just remember being so happy for you, and that was just a really good season, but a really hard one.
It was the whole like after hardship comes ease thing.
Yes. I've been noticing that like our seasons, it's like, all right, a hard one, easy one, hard one, easy one. Not that simple, but you know what I mean.
So
Trials and then blessings and everything in
true.
between. But okay, so my final one is going to be November through December. And I would say this is where I really relate to what Sarah just said. A lot of perspective. I think just, and I feel like that a lot of people can relate to this as the year comes to an end, as you're either like, you know, finals, you're transitioning just out of a stage of life or whatever it is. The end of the year, beginning of a new year always brings this, but I think just a lot that I've been working through the entire year, I was just like, everything's okay. Like, I'm alive. Like, I have a home, I have a job, like, I'm in school. Like, everything's okay. Like, why am I dwelling on these things that are irrelevant, or this person who hurt me, or this person? Like, it's just all okay. Like, and that's fine. So I just think my name for it's kind of like wrap up. And obviously this is also a very busy season. Like Sarah said in the beginning of the episode, both of us are in the middle of finals. Not fun, right? Like, it's not an easy season. But you know, in 2 weeks I'll be celebrating Christmas with my family, and it will be sweet and happy and all of that. So I think it's a very mixed season, just kind of like wrapping up on the year and reflecting on what to do different next year.
Yeah, I love it. I know. I was gonna say for October to December, like, I think for both of us, it was very much like, okay, we're busy 24/7 era, and like literally like bustling constantly, like go, go, go. For both of us, I think it was, you know, go from home to class to our internships to go to the library and study to go home. And like for you were like, you know, helping out your family and picking up your siblings and dropping them places. And like, I think it's so honestly shocking to me how like we've handled so much. And I think that's so much to be like happy about and proud about, and just like you can feel so much peace knowing that like you did that. Like, you ate that up. But
I
there's so much
love
that we did, and I think Like, it's really special that we're able to, go through that together, persevere, even though I know like both of us had really bad weeks this semester and we had really great weeks, and like just the balance. And I think for me, it was really, really busy, but I was still on a high from getting all that perspective. I had gone to Boston and, I had a great like 10-day trip with a bunch of my friends, and it made me feel so recharged and so motivated. And, I think it was a lot of productivity happening. And for me, it was also hustle time because it's senior year. And so I'm working on all these applications and, searching out other opportunities for myself. And, I'm ready for that change now. I'm like mentally moving into that. But I
Yeah,
think
for sure.
now it's funny because towards the end of the semester, I always kind of feel the exhaustion. And so, last week and this week, I'm starting to feel all of the physical exhaustion that I have been holding up, the exhaustion that I really have not had time to feel because I've been so busy this semester. So I'm glad to like everything's kind of like, kind of winding down a little bit for my internship as well. Like, it's winding down. It's turning virtual for a couple of months, and so I'm getting that little break. But I think for me, it's also a really exciting time because not only looking forward to college, but like being able to enjoy the moment right now, is really something that I think I've tried to practice, but I hadn't practiced well until now. And like even like today, I was like scrolling through my course catalog and looking at, some interesting classes that I can add on, and like those are like little things that I'm like, okay, I'm excited about this, and I love looking forward to like the next couple of months when I'm already looking forward to like May and June when I'm gonna be around like family and friends, and we're gonna have weddings and all that. Like, I'm looking forward to all of that, and I think right now I feel healthy and healthy mentally, physically, and we're getting ready for this new year. And I actually just today I saw one of my friends retweet or repost a tweet that talked about like new beginnings and like how endings can be scary. But she was basically talking about how, no one really likes Mondays because it's like new and it's difficult because the weekend just ended. And so she started talking about it in a little bit more of an inspirational way, and she mentioned a tweet from this person who wrote a poem about endings and beginnings. And so it basically goes, "Before the time goes and the light folds and things gold and glow away, before things end, let them begin." And so she was talking about how beginnings can be so, so beautiful, and you have the power to just start over at any point in the day or any point in the month, whenever you want. And so I think that's one thing that resonated with me because that's something that we have both kind of channeled in this year. Like, even though things went so downhill for us at certain points, like we talked about our survival eras, even though like we might have felt so, so stressed out and so helpless during those times, we allowed the new era to begin, and the new era always brought really great things. Even if it was negative, the next era gave us a lot of perspective about that negative era, and so that
I
really
love
resonated
that.
with me. I started thinking about it and I was like, I have to share this with Great. She would love it.
Oh, I love it.
So yeah.
You were right. I love it. That's so, I didn't know she was gonna read that poem, guys, and I love it. That's so cute. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Respond to the question box below. Tell us about your eras. This was such a fun conversation to have. So yeah, thanks for the idea, Sarah.
It was. Honestly, I'm
And
really
thank you
glad
guys.
we were able to reflect over the whole year. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yes, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.